Now let's take up number 27. An actuality can exist for one individually, but when it is agreed with by others, it can be said to be a reality. And let's find out that those things which have become solid to us, which have become very fixed to us, must have been agreed upon by others. And we get something very interesting there. The anatomy of reality is contained in isness, which is composed of as-isness and alter-isness. And isness is an apparency, not an actuality. The actuality is as-isness altered so as to obtain a persistency. Well, this agreement is part of the as-isness of this whole universe. If you ask somebody, give me some things that you wouldn't mind agreeing with. Give me something that you could do that other people would agree with, and so on. We'll notice some change in the case. Why? We're changing his level of agreement. He is actually bound by certain considerations. And until he postulates otherwise, he will continue with that agreement. This is how we fix somebody into something. The whole of existence actually is run very much like an hypnotic trance. How do you hypnotize somebody? Well, you get them to agree with you. And then you get them to agree with you a little bit more. Most people think that it's done by watches or something or other. It's not done that way. It's done in a very interesting way. I don't know much about Western hypnotism. I myself studied hypnotism in the East, and when I came over to America again, I wondered what on earth this strange practice was that these people were practicing and calling hypnotism, because it wasn't even vaguely what is taught in the East to induce trances. Well, it's quite remarkable that hypnotism is inducible on small or large groups. Now, the worse off a group is, which is to say the less communication they have actually, the more communication can be forced upon them. And you can get a form of hypnotism there. But the interesting thing is that they must have been prepared by an enormous number of agreements before they got into that state. In other words, somebody else prepared them, so they didn't care who they agreed with after a while. Anybody in a uniform walks up to a soldier, if that uniform has a higher rank on the soldier, will obey them. Well, this is a form of hypnotism. Now, you can take an audience and simply get them to agree with you. And you get them to agree more and more and more and more and more. And the next thing you know, and by the way, when I say agree with you, I mean you could get them to agree first that you were simply standing there. And then the next thing that you could get them to agree to is the fact that they were listening to you. And then you would give them a few little things on which they would agree with. And the next thing you know, you could tell them that the world was on fire, and the audience would rush out to find out. Maybe they just sit there and burn. It's quite interesting, but you could move it out that way. Now, what is this all about? Does that mean that anybody bringing about an agreement would bring about hypnotism? Oh, no. The reason why in Scientology we do not bring about in hypnotism, even by opening procedure by duplication, every case 5 that's had this run on him claims it's a way to induce trance. But every single one of the tenets of Scientology could be reversed, and with a bad intention and so forth, could be worked out in the opposite direction.